are the challenges of this that Dallas presents to defense?
They are a very talented group, to say the least. Definitely have a real good running attack. Three backs are all capable of doing damage. A big offensive line that can move you. And a quarterback that can get the ball to the receivers he has outside, which can do something with the ball once they catch it. So we have our hands cut out once again this week.
You've played this team, you know, twice a year for a while now. How good is that offensive line? I mean, we all know they're huge.
If you look at their yards per carry right now, and that speaks volumes of what they can do, the damage they can do moving guys off the ball, if you're not stout and standing there being physical with them. So it's going to be a challenge for all of us, not just the guys up front, to make sure that running attack doesn't get going.
Some questions about who's going to start running back for them. How different are those different backs, and what do they do to your preparation?
Our preparation shouldn't change regardless of the back. We have to make sure that we're sound in our gaps, make sure that where everybody's running to the ball. Obviously, Barber's a Pro Bowl running back, and we know what he brings to the table. Very physical. I've definitely enjoyed playing against with Philadelphia. He's one guy that you look at on their team that says, you know what, you would love for that guy to be on your team. The way he comes every down. The way he brings it, the way he even blocks in pass protection. So you know what he brings to the table. But every last one of them can get outside if you allow him to and have the speed to get going.
How do you defend Jason Brooks?
It's going to take four quarters. You can't ease up off him. I've enjoyed my time going against him as well. He's a guy that you have to get up for and make sure that you study him as much as possible. And even at that, he's such a big guy that once he catches the ball, it takes a lot of effort to bring him down. But he runs this route crisp. People may not think he's the fastest guy, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He finds himself open time and time again. So it's not a one-guy job either. It's going to take multiple guys to make sure that we can contain him.
I was going to say multiple guys, would you expect to get a lot of responsibility against him, and how much do you like the challenge?
If my number is called, I definitely accept that challenge. Once again, I'm going to continue to tell you guys that I have to watch the game to see if I'm going to be assigned to him a lot. But you definitely welcome that challenge, just like we welcome the challenge of going against Cincinnati with the core receivers they have. I know Witten is a big part of this offense, but they have a capable group of receivers that we can't sleep on. You can't just lean and say we're going to take Witten away and not keep an eye on the other guys that they have who've all put up some pretty good numbers thus far this season.
All those years in Philly, being in the East and things, when you got here and you see the schedule and you got all the East, that kind of gave you a little smile.
There's a trap in saying you know people. That means you don't want to get to a point and say I know this team. That may affect your preparation. That may affect your thought process. Going into the season, once I saw it was the East, I had a couple of games before that to think about them, and that's really the way I approached it. Yes, I played against them, and obviously I'm gonna be up for this game because I've been groomed to. In Philadelphia, dislike Dallas, so obviously my emotions are going to be high. But this is a group that just you have to respect this team. You have to, and it's the same way with everybody in the East.
There's been some outspoken former Cowboys who have said that Tony Romo has received, you know, credit maybe too fast, too soon. Do you believe that he belongs in that same breadth amongst the elite, quarterbacks?
Tony's putting up numbers, and as long as you put up numbers and you're putting up wins like he's done. You can't sleep on him, and that'll be for the critics and people outside of the game to say what he is as far as record books and all that stuff. As far as a player preparing for him, you know there's certain things you have to do and certain things you can't do against this quarterback because he is a Pro Bowl quarterback. He is a guy that puts up numbers and puts the ball to the people that needs to get the ball and can keep plays alive and make plays that way. So much respect from me is given to this quarterback.
Has he seemed any different stylistically on tape from the guy you played against for a few years in Philadelphia this year? Anything more conservative?
Mm.
anything?
That pass the other night against Carolina should tell you that he's not a conservative quarterback. When he threw the ball across the field, he's not. He just has one of those personalities that he wants to get the ball up the field, and if it's so-called playground ball, he's going to do it. That's just his personality.
Do you think this team is missing T.O.?
It matters not. We're going to play the Dallas Cowboys, and they have potential to put the ball up and get it in the end zone with big play potential, either the tight end and the receivers they have. So it matters not.
Brian, your defense is number one in total defense, number one in scoring defense. But are you guys as a unit, do you guys feel like you're there at this point?
Or there where? How many games have we played?
We played three.
All right, can we win a championship all three games?
Yeah. Last time I checked.
There you go. And I'm not trying to be
rude. But
that's real, though. That's real.
Happy with where you're at right now.
Now, we have work to do. We're still yet improving. We're still mistakes that we're making on the football field. The effort is always there. The coaching is always there. We have to make sure we go out consistently every week and have the same type of aggression, discipline, accountability, and effort every week. It doesn't change. You can't hang your hat on three games. You just can't. We have to make sure that for the long haul, we're a consistent group, and that's what we're pushing for.
Are you guys pleased with what you've done at this point?
Pleased. We're excited about the propositions of going forward for where we are right now. Please, I don't know if you want to say please. You may want to hang your hat on please. I don't want to hang my hat on nothing right now.
People probably don't talk about Ronaldo and Andre Goodman as much, being back there with you and Champ, but what have those two guys added to the secondary that maybe – not getting?
Well, anytime you have Champ Bailey, I'm on your team. And, you know, a guy I've been blessed to play a lot of years in this league and have some success for the help of my teammates and my coaching. But those guys are going to go under the radar a little bit. But I know, we know what they bring to the table. We know how you know, Ronaldo gets us lined up so many times. The guy is so smart. There's so many things that he sees during the week that hips us to, that allows us to be able to anticipate things. And Goody on the other side, I mean, I didn't know a lot about him, obviously, coming here. But from everything that I've seen, his feet and being in position, and once again, another smart individual that, like I said early in, I think, last week, the communication back there is ridiculous, how much we talk and how much we're anticipating routes and anticipating things with these guys.
They have a lot of chemistry with each other.
Oh, yeah.
How can you tell that?
Because you almost have to separate them sometimes. They're like brothers. It's funny. You know, they're always getting after one another in practice as far as, you know, different things that they may see or different technique. You know, they're used to one another from being in Miami. That they kind of get after one another, so we kind of, you know, I'm always joking about him after, you know, coming in the back seat to separate him.
Brian, you know, you guys have started 3-0. I know it's my 3 games as you talk about. A lot of people wondering if you guys are 2-0 based on who you've played and everyone saying, okay, now we're going to see. Is that fair?
It doesn't make a difference.
No?
It doesn't make a difference. It really does not. I mean, I played on obviously played a long time in this league, and I played on teams in Philadelphia that is this team for real. The only thing that matters is what's coming out of the locker room, and I know you guys get tired of hearing me say that, but that's real. The only thing that it matters not what any expert says, any panel says, any report, it matters not. As long as we believe in one another, we believe in the scheme that we're playing, and we're disciplined and accountable to one another, it matters not what's outside of this locker room. It matters not. So let everybody say whatever they want to say about the defense, about the team, about coach, you know, about Mike, about Josh. It matters not.
On that note, what do you like what you see coming out of the locker room?
I love it. I think you're seeing a selfless brand of ball. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, I just know I can't speak for the offense 100% because I'm not in their meeting rooms. But all I know is that on defense, it matters not who makes the play. We all make that play. If he makes a sack, we made that sack. You know, if Champ gets an interception, we all made that interception. We're excited for that individual. It's not a selfish group. And, you know, I would say the same thing for the offense. You know, he's spreading the ball to a gazillion wide receivers. All of them are capable of getting big yards. Same thing with the running back. So this is a team that's moving in the right direction. We have yet some ways to go. We're not hanging our hat on anything, but we have yet – you know, some things to correct offensively and defensively, but the direction is a positive one, which is always a good thing.
You know, like this week, you're concentrating on Witten and the receivers and the running or whatever. But stepping back, what do you think of Cowboys? What do you think of?
Stepping back, I can't step back. You can't. It's about those individuals. Those individuals make up the Cowboys. Once again, that'll be for people outside of the media to talk about the Cowboys. We're going to talk about Romo, Witten, the running backs, Barber, and the receivers, the offensive line. That's what we need to discuss and talk about. We can't worry about the allure and all that stuff that other people want to talk about.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.